This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be giving some advice to our younger selves. Can't do the dance in my back. Tell them.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend, you sexy badgers. Hope you're all doing well.
Are badgers sexy?
Yeah, have you seen them?
No, why are they sexy?
Yeah, that little tuft on their ass, eh?
Oh, God.
My mate once wrote off his entire car because he hit a badger.
Really?
Yeah, just spent like $3,000 doing up when we had like body kits back in the day when we were like, lads. We used to read like Fast Car magazine. It was brilliant. Anyway, just spent all this money on this car. Was gunning it down a country lane and a badger stepped out. Do you know how big badgers are?
No.
6 foot. They're fucking huge.
No, they're not.
They are 6 foot long and they weigh nine tons.
They are not 6 foot long. They're anyway. Like that.
That? You're not very good at measuring.
2 feet?
I'll tell you, it's like that. Anyway, welcome to...
Hello.
Hi, friend. Welcome to the show. Today on the podcast, we had a conversation yesterday en route to a party, because Hayley likes to do this now. It's her new favourite thing. When we go to parties or social events, she can't have even a minute off. She's got to be talking about like work.
Go.
I've been thinking about this new offering for Orange Lamb.
No.
Where I think it'd be really good for Orange Lamb.
This is so unfair.
And then she'll be like, oh, we've got to do this for a podcast. We've got to do this for a podcast. So this is why it's Sunday morning at the time of recording, yes. But here we are.
Yes.
Inspired.
No children, but we thought, let's do this.
Do you remember back in the day?
No, just chilling.
No kids would have meant like a big night out, like a lot of fun, get
we
a mega
have a
late.
Lot of fun. We didn't
and
get home that
Sunday
night.
Morning, you know, you're having a bit of hello.
But the truth of the matter, I ate way too many Watsits and I woke up this morning just thinking, do not go near me. But we went out for a walk, didn't we?
We did go for a little walk, so there you go, that's middle-aged for you. We're connected. So dry
Painting
and crusty.
Mouth.
I know, we have.
Don't look closely.
You might be able to tell, actually, if you look at Hayley going, gosh, she looks refreshed. She went for a spa day. We're going to come on to that a little bit later. But that means that she's normally fake tanned, done her nails.
I mean, fact, when we say fake tan...
You might be having an affair. You make such an effort to go away when you're not
no,
with me.
No, it's just, when I say fake tan, it's skinny tan. It's like you can just put it on and you can get dressed within 5 minutes. It's
it
not
still
the best.
Stinks.
It does.
Still stinks.
And I've got like patchy orange legs, but it's all
other good. Than that, right catch. But anyway... Getting back to the point we started 2 minutes ago.
So
yesterday,
we were talking about
like what we could do for future podcast episodes.
And we thought, why not
give ourselves some advice? Why not go back in time? Back to the future. We're going back to the future. Advice for our younger selves. So today on the podcast, we're going to go back to the age of 15 and we will fast forward 5 years. So we'll go 15, 20, 25, 30,
oh
35,
God.
40. You get the point?
Like maths lesson again.
No, I'm just counting up in fives. It's hardly a fucking maths lesson, is it? Anyway, we're going to be talking about where we were in our lives at those stages in our life.
Where were we?
And we will be finding out what advice we would give ourselves now, retrospectively, as old people. We are old people now.
We're not.
We're going to... That's what we're going to do. We're going to...
Over my shoulder.
Looking. Anyway, so we'll be looking back over our shoulder. But before we do that, I think it's only right that we give a big shout out to somebody who has left us some lovely feedback. I know this is the small business shout out. I don't care. I'm going to go with it. Review of the week comes this week from Dive Bunny.
I love it.
Now this
Jive Bunny.
Remember Jive Bunny?
I love it.
Who actually was Jive Bunny? Because someone must have made a lot of like money on publishing of that track.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Wasn't it a band?
No, was it?
I don't know.
Like a whole band.
Let's find out.
Anyway, so yeah, today's review of the week is from Dive Bunny, not Jive Bunny. Five stars, bought a little sunshine to my day. What better than this? Is a lovely little review, because we've, you know, we were looking for reviews, went onto YouTube. Again, don't go on there. If you're looking for nice things to say, just don't go on there. The only thing we had on there was like, you sound like you're from Northampton. I was like, is that a slag off or is that a compliment? I'm not entirely sure. But this one says, brought a little sunshine to my day from Dive Bunny. What a better way to brighten up my morning than to listen to you guys. It was proper rainy, grey and soggy walk this morning, but I was smiling thanks to this week's episode. Aww. Smiley emoji, hand pray emoji, smiley emoji.
Thank
so there you.
You
are. If you are Dive Bunny, we don't know who you are, but we love you regardless.
Oh, we love that we're on your walk with you. Love that.
Do you know what I've started doing?
What have you done? What have you started doing?
Do we talk about the fact I'm doing 75 hard on the previous podcast?
Probably, James. Probably. Yeah, we did, because like everyone's got to be on board with James.
Oh, yeah. James.
Beast mode!
By the way, I've got sciatica. So I've gone so beast mode that I've actually snapped my back, basically. Then yesterday I've broken both and all of my legs. And then yesterday we went to our mate's house and he has one of them...
massage.
Is it a shiitake? No, it's a mushroom. What's that type of massage?
Type of mushroom.
What type of mushroom? Idea. I've had no mushrooms today.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to the story.
No, it's not, because it's a certain type of massage. Okay. It's like really
deep
intense.
Tissue.
It's deep tissue massage. But I accidentally put it on my bones. You shouldn't do that. You should only put it on the deep tissue. So now I've got sciatica and about four spots
but
on my back.
Just carry on, didn't you?
Didn't I? Get up this morning,
didn't
though. Didn't
still
I?
Still out there doing your 45 minutes.
Exactly. Because I'm a fucking beast.
I came with you, though, didn't I?
You did come with me. A lovely start to the day.
Was.
Anyway, are you ready to go back in time?
I'm ready.
You're ready to go back in time? I think it's time. We want to reminisce on the podcast. And to start with, let's go back if we can to... Oh, my mask is good for me now. So you'd have been 15. You were born in what? 82? 15. 1997.
God, is it
1997? Oh, 1997 is the era of Spice Girls.
Oh, wow.
Britpop.
Great music.
Great music. So who were you at 15?
15.
Who were you? Because that's like a formative, seminal year in your...
Do you know, when I look back at my childhood, I'm very grateful, because there is nothing but happiness for me when I look back.
Oh, that's nice.
And at 15, I just remember, I guess I had lots of friends in school and I had like friends outside of school.
She was so popular, guys.
No, not in that way. I just had so different popular. Groups. So it was kind of nice, because I just had like lots of different
variety,
groups
guys.
With a variety, yeah. And I guess at 15, I guess I was doing okay at school. I had a nice
grammar school, guys.
Group.
Despite how she talks, grammar school.
Believe it or not, I scraped through those 11 plus.
I shouldn't mock you, to be fair, because I failed my 12 plus, because we did it a year later in Buckinghamshire. I don't know why. But I did it in the fields.
in the fields,
would you scribe it on a piece of papaya? I failed the 12 plus.
Yeah.
And then what makes it worse? I tried to get in to the Royal Grammar School, the RGS, by doing the 13 plus. Fucking failed that as well.
I mean, I just took it because it was like just what you had to do. And then I remember getting the results.
Do they still do it now?
Sure, yeah. Huh. Certain schools do, certain schools don't. And I remember getting my results. I think I scraped through by like 4 points, but...
Still got through then, didn't
you?
And that's you to a T. That actually, let's break down the psychology of this.
Oh, God.
Hopefully some psychologists listen. I know psychologists are right big into this. I scraped by with 4 points, but you still got in.
Yeah, true.
Didn't
but
you?
It's funny that I focus on that, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I don't go, I got
50
got
years later.
School,
50 years
I
later.
Say, I scraped through. But anyway... The point being, it was a nice school in the fact that, you know, it was just nice. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't have to. Why are you laughing?
Because I've been so much. I just moved my leg in a certain way. And I think you might have seen it on the camera that I winced like an injured little deer. I thought it was.
Anyway, I was having a nice time. I was enjoying
school. Did you know what you wanted
enough.
To do?
No, I remember. Oh God, do you remember?
That's also the time where you
do you remember the record of achievement
yes,
you used to get? That like
the big red
book, and yet
this is your life folder.
I remember having the life meeting of like, what do you want to do in your career?
Oh yeah, with the careers advisor. Yeah,
who doesn't know you? And I remember at that point, I think I wanted to be a child psychologist or something.
What?
Yeah, it was definitely like in child psychology or teaching.
Really?
Yeah.
How have I never known this about you?
I don't know. We should find. I've got that record achievement, but yeah,
I have got mine.
That's where I was thinking. But then, fast forward, I guess a year, I got to the point. I remember thinking everyone was choosing their A levels, And I was like, this is not anything that really I want to study. And at the point, I really enjoyed, like, I was doing dance classes outside of school. I really enjoyed, like, performing arts classes. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to college. And that's what I ended up doing. So around that time, yeah, that's what I did. I went on to do a BTEC national diploma in performing arts at college. But it was great because, again, I was used to having, like, outside, like, friends outside of school. So I wasn't that scared about breaking away because, like, most of the people stayed on at sixth form and they're actually all still friends now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I sort of just went off and... But, yeah, I remember
Well, you did have any inclination towards that before, like, 15 or before you had to choose, like, A-levels
I always loved, like, dancing and performing. So, yeah, I guess. There were, and like I say,
fuck,
at school...
I tell you, still like performing.
No, but at school, jeez. I loved performing arts. I loved art, like, anything that was kind of that creative.
Oh, I hated art. I fucking hated it. You know, they used that big, like, plastic folder?
Yeah.
And you have, like, people who, like, mega... Got their mega artwork in it. And mine was just, like, a dog shit on a page.
Do you know what? I loved it. But do you know what else as well? It's quite funny. It's not actually funny. But you had to choose a technology. So it's like design technology, so like woodwork.
Yeah, or food.
It was food.
Or textiles.
Textiles or graphic design. And back
then... Oh, really?
Then,
we didn't have that at us. Okay.
I wanted graphic design, but of course it just depends on the numbers, and I ended up getting textiles. And I always think, oh, what would it... Mm. Would that have got me to where I am now quicker, maybe, if I'd done graphic design? I don't know. I'm not saying it would have. Anyway, so that was it. 15 for me was... I would say a time of, like, you know, boyfriends, getting adventurous.
Lots of boyfriends.
Hanging out at the park.
Getting adventurous with your boyfriends at 15?
No, just, like, adventurous as in, like, feeling tramp. Like you're a bit more, like, freedom, okay. Going out with your mates,
I see,
you know.
Okay. I'll take it back.
So, yeah, for me, it was a fun time. Yeah. What about you?
What advice would you give yourself then? Advice to your younger self is the subject title of the podcast.
I was talking to someone about this the other day, actually, and I said... When I was young, like, say that teenage years, and then people start, like, you know, like, experimenting, like, whether it be, like, drugs, things like that. And I was never really someone that was, like, into it. But I never judged anyone, but I was quite happy to, like, not do it. And instead, I was the person that would, like, worry about everyone else, make sure they were okay.
Wow, that's a trait that's carried on.
Well, yeah, but then back then, I used to think, like, oh, God, I'm not fun and all that. But I'm like, actually, like, I wish I'd have just been, like, yeah, just don't want to do it. Like, don't care. Like...
But you didn't do it, though.
No. I didn't do it. But, like, as in, you wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't have just been, like...
You've always been quite,
standing,
like...
Standing up for that and saying, yeah, no, I just don't do it. I'd have just sort of, like, quietly not done it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's like being a kid, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Because when you're a kid, you just want to fit in. Mm. You don't want to stand out in your field. If you want to stand out in your field, go to orangelamb.co.uk.
No, I don't know. Ding. Advice to myself. Yeah, just... I don't know. Yeah, just...
Be more confident in who you are.
Yeah, maybe. Be more
But you
confident.
Do fit in. I think you do fit in with the crowd. Majority of people just fit in with the crowd at that age.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you do. And I think, you know, I guess going to college was my way of almost breaking away from that kind of society of, like, everyone was kind of the same at school. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's probably a good one, just that more confidence. And also maybe the advice going back, and I say it to my nieces now, like, you don't have to have all the answers right now. I mean, I don't necessarily remember that I was always thinking, oh, God, I don't know what I want to do with my life. But I think there is this pressure, like, you know, what do you want to do? You're thinking about university. You know, what do you want to study for 3-4 years of your life? I think it's almost like, yeah, don't. If I went back, I'd say, like, just enjoy. Just do something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Just have some form of drive to do something.
Yeah.
And don't worry if it's not, like, your life plan sort of thing.
Because when you think about it, in the UK, and I know we've got listeners around the world. By the way, we were 178 in the Albanian comedy charts last week. So
big in
good,
the game.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to all of our fans in Albania. Thank you very much for being here. It's probably one person, just despite the algorithm, but one person who listens to podcasts in Albania, but we'll take it. But when you get to, like, in the UK, is it 14? You'd be starting to choose your options. Do you remember your GCSE options? You kind of then have to do, like, some schools will make you do, like, a double or a triple science if you're quite good at it, or they'll make you do a language. Yeah. And then you've got, like, the electives, haven't you? So you can sort of choose a couple of things. Like Maddie, our
English
niece.
English.
She could do, like, fucking farm study. They've got, like, a vet school on site.
Yeah.
She could,
like,
do,
crazy,
like, transcendental meditation,
she does, like,
fucking
photography,
selfie photography,
like,
or some
things,
Back in the day, it was like, do you want to do a GMVQ in leisure and tourism?
Honestly, mine was so
Or do you
basic.
Want to do science? It's like, what the fuck?
Mine was like, you chose a single double or triple science, and then based on that, because I did single science, I had to have two languages. I did history and geography.
Oh, did you?
Yes, it's like... Oh.
That's why you're so knowledgeable. Yeah. So knowledgeable about our heritage, and you're also so
anyway,
good in directions.
On. What were you like at 15? I was a right little shit at 15. You're an absolute arsewipe. I bet you're an absolute arsewipe.
No, I was...
entitled.
I would never say this. I'm mindful not to put my own opinions on school onto our children. I just didn't like school. Mm. I just found it boring.
Yeah.
I just found it really boring. And not because I was of like overachieving intellect. I was a very average student. I think there's a thread here. I was just a very average person. Just a very average geezer at best.
But say that now, don't we? We've like
but
school.
I was really just found it genuinely boring.
Yeah.
And I remember again when you sort of got to the point of choosing what you wanted to do, I was like, well, I remember doing a GMBQ in leisure and tourism, yeah. Which funnily enough came back full circle to actually not be useful, but it was one of them things that actually led me down a certain path.
Yeah.
But I only did it because when I looked at it, it was 70% practical and 30% theory.
That's the thing. I think teaching, it's so much more practical. I think if more lessons were taught in whatever subject in a more engaging way, I always think, what would the outcome be? Because, like, for example, I loved art. I loved performing arts. So anything where it wasn't just sat reading from a textbook. So I really struggle with retaining that kind of information. So then did I fall into those paths because they were the subjects that gave me that way of learning? Does that make sense?
Yeah, learning differently, yeah, potentially.
Whereas if you learn maths, for example, you could learn that in ways that, like, you know, everyone leaves a desk and you're getting up and you're doing group work. And do you know what I mean? There could be like hands-on learning of maths or something. I wonder if like it would trigger people to actually explore those subjects more. Anyway,
that
I have
no
idea.
Because one of the big things for our GMVQ, which was really interesting, we actually had to put on an event. We had to plan and put on an event.
That's cool.
So we did it. I remember it was me and my mate Michael McVeigh and Michael Ancoma. There's the three of us, and we got like the local press to come and take a photo of us, like schoolboy. You've got
pictures
still, yeah. There's like a newspaper clipping, and we put it on. And I'm sure we had like 15 or 20 teams that turned up for it, and they all paid to be there. We walked up and down the high street, and we sold advertising in our little program.
I love it.
For like 20 or 30 quid, which felt like a fortune at the time. Where it's like Jolliffe suit shop on the high street. But we put it on the event.
Yeah.
Then we had to organise it. Then we ran it on a Saturday.
That's brilliant.
Then we had to make the profit from it. And Michael Ancoma's cousin was Lloyd Owusu, who's like a player for like Brentford or something. So he was like to come down and present the cut. He didn't turn up because I don't think Mike had organised it. I loved Mike, but my God, he was so disorganised. So we didn't turn up, but we actually... We did the event and we put it on and we scored maximum. We got a maximum score, and I think the other people put on like a junior club night.
Yeah,
but it actually taught us lots of practical skills.
Exactly.
Because again, we walked into we've said, "All right, okay, well, we need to make some money," because you had to show that you made a profit. And I was like, "This is really good lessons." So Mike and other Mike were like, "Well, how are we going to do that?" I was like, "We're just going to walk in places and ask them to advertise. And then, what are we going to charge?" Went, "I don't know."
See, we'll I do, love
we'll
that
do 20
about
quid for
that
like
is,
a
that is a trait of you that has just stayed that like hustle.
They just drive to just
but
do
it was
some old
my,
shit.
Our sister-in-law, Skyly, who works in, so it's like a tech college, but it's equivalent in Australia, like more like a university.
Yeah.
And she was, I always remember her saying how they learn in project-based learning.
Yeah.
And it's that goes to show, like in that scenario, you probably had to think about maths because you were working out your ticket prices, what you were going to charge people.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? You had to think about, for example, English or creative writing because you've got to make a brochure or a poster. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like all these things, like art or graphic design. I don't know. I just think that kind of learning. Anyway.
That was back in the day.
Anyway, we're really stuck at 15. We need to...
Okay, sorry. Where would you like to go next?
Oh, next year. We're going to go up in 5 years.
Five-year increments.
So, we're 15, we've moved on. We're now...
You've passed your GCSEs, 20. You've gone to college.
We go to 20.
Where are you at 20?
Oh my God, I am literally having
and
the best
are
time
you at
of
20?
My life. 20, I am working overseas in Magaluf for Thomas Cook as a holiday
entertainer. Hey, Magaluf, Shagaluf, my life.
I think I've got one... Oh no, I'd have been 19, 20. Yeah, so I'd be in my first season and I am just... feeling like I'm free, but in a way of like I've got independence. I've got my own, like, I've got my own flat in Spain that I'm sharing with, like, people that I'm working with. I'm doing something I absolutely love, singing, dancing. It was just like a, it is best time of my life. Like, it was just so much fun. So I'd say I would just feel very free and just loving the experience that I was having.
Can you remember, I had this weird thing the other day, like I was walking down the road nearby to here, yeah, and there was a smell, and the smell took me back, and I can only explain it was a smell of, like, near a street in Spain.
Really?
And it was like I'd been transported back. Wow. It was such, and I just had that like a warm feeling just come over me.
We were talking, oh, weren't we, God, to friends yesterday who we know through these days of Thomas Cook.
It's going to lead on to a mug moment in a minute.
But, like, just saying how, I know we've touched on this before, but if we went now and went and did that job with everything you've got, like social media, it wouldn't be the same. No. But in that time, this was like dial-up internet, so you'd have to go to an internet cafe if you wanted to log on to your emails.
Yeah.
To phone home, you had to have like a pay card, didn't you?
You'd go to a phone box,
so
yeah.
I'd speak to my family maybe once a week on my day off.
Yeah.
So you didn't have that constant, so you were just like...
present, you know, you're, it's like, very
when you,
yeah, present.
You know when you go, yeah, on holiday, I was about to say that, you go on holiday for a week, 2 weeks, and you switch off, you don't have your phone on, and you just feel like you're in that bubble. That's what it was like for, like, the whole season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And just a time of our life. Yeah, I think just, I remember, because I hadn't gone to university, I went straight into work after college, because I decided I didn't want a degree in performing. I knew I liked it more like a hobby than teaching, etc.
So you got to end of, what, this BTEC thing, and then what?
And then I just
thought...
So
you qualified and were like, I need to go and earn some money.
Yeah, I think I started working with, like, a songwriter doing, like, admin.
Oh, God.
For, like, 6 months. And then I ended up getting a job, yeah, like, as a... It was in a pharmaceutical magazine company.
So hello, the dream, you
I know,
say.
I tried to convince myself that, like, media, it was, like, linked somehow. But when I was working there, I started doing, like, pantos and things like that, okay, outside. So I always had a bit of a connection to performing still.
So you still wanted to perform, really? But yeah. So the pharmaceutical job was literally just to pay the bills?
I just wanted a job, yeah. I've always been someone I want to go out, want to earn money. And
did you not straight out of college try and go down that route, though? Did you not try and get into...
I knew...
Oh, really?
No, you're going to say, oh, you're so high on yourself. But I knew I would... I always knew my level. Like, I knew I was never going to be...
I'm going to start doing this.
No, but I knew I was never going to be...
Bullshit warning.
I wasn't the best dancer, yeah? I wasn't the best singer.
I mean, you can hold
and
a
I
tune.
Wasn't the best actor. I was just, like, a good all-round...
Act surprised. Act angry. Act sad. Well, I'm not being funny, pretty good from where I'm standing.
I mean, guys, if you can see me fitting in a role, get in touch. I'm open to it.
Imagine if someone actually gets in touch.
But anyway, when I was there, that's when people I worked with knew that I sort of, like, did all this other stuff, yeah, like panto and all that. And someone literally came in, my friend Hannah at the time, and she put on my desk like that, psh, newspaper. And it just had JMC. So Thomas Cook had an arm called JMC, which was almost like they had, like, sun... What was the other one? They had, like, three different tiers, didn't they? So, like...
Oh, Thomas Cook was, like, the most expensive.
Thomas Cook was more for families. Yeah, JMC was more families. And it literally said JMC...
Sunset Holidays,
sunset,
it was.
Yeah, that's it. Sunset. That was for, like, the low cost, was it?
Yeah.
Holidays? But JMC was, like, looking for hotels. Entertainers.
So friend, Hannah put it...
She literally went, I've seen this, because it was like, you know, when you get the train to work?
Yeah.
I don't know, what would it have been, the Metro back then, maybe?
It one of the been evening one of the newspapers, standard.
It was in the morning.
Right.
And she literally went, look at this.
Oh, so it's in a general newspaper?
Yeah, and they'd taken out an advert.
Oh, wow, okay.
And she put it down and it was like, okay, yeah, that looks good. And I just applied.
Oh, wow.
And that was it. I got an audition.
So if it wasn't for Hannah...
Yeah.
Still in contact with Hannah?
She actually, weirdly, I'm not, but she actually weirdly moved in 5 doors up from my mum and dad.
What, now?
Yeah.
Does she live there?
Yeah.
We should give her a mug.
To her sometimes.
Go knock on the door.
She probably doesn't listen.
Bet she does.
If you do. Hello,
if
Hannah.
If you do, Hannah. Thanks anyway, for changing the direction
so
of Hayley's life.
2020 was Thomas Cook, and it was, I would say, it was carving out friendships. But also, do you know what? We call it the University of Life because I think it was the first time around that age where I thought, I'm starting to feel like I know who I am as a person. Like, just feeling a bit more worldly, like the situations we had to deal with overseas,
yeah,
the responsibility, if you think back, you know, living on your own. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're living on your own. Like, your money has to look after you. You have to, do you know what I mean? Eat well or sleep. Like, I don't know, wash your clothes. Like, all those things. And I just remember meeting people that were just so diverse and that have all come together on, like, this common idea or this inspiration to come abroad and, like, live this
life.
Yeah,
that's true.
And, yeah. I think
what advice did you give to yourself then?
Or what, back then?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been, just don't take it so seriously.
Yeah.
Like, we had to deal with some serious situations. I worked my way up from entertainer, head entertainer, all of this, supervisor. And in that time, it was great. But when I look back now, I think, God, you know, like, some of the things that I took too seriously, like, I can't even explain specifics, but, you know, like, people not behaving or this, that and the other. And you think, looking back, like,
it don't matter.
It just don't matter. Like, it should have just been fun. Like, my first season was just so fun. And somehow over those years...
Well, because you got more responsibility.
Yeah, but also the company was changing. Yeah. So, you know, you just don't... You focus... By the end of it, you focus in on the negative rather than, like, the positives of the experience you're having. But I think it might link in as
well. It does. Is it time?
So it's time.
It's time. Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Have you been a mug? Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Have you been a mug? Who's been a mug?
Okay, so...
This is bad.
Bad?
This is a bad one.
Why?
Because you've been a right mug.
I've been a mug.
Is that not why we're giving the mug to the person we're giving the mug to?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, but I'm going to mug you off after, yeah.
There's a double mug.
Double mug off.
Confession.
But it's only going to one person because Hayley hates sending out double mugs because it costs 26 quid. Yeah. She gets furious about it.
So much money. So, you know when you have that realisation that you've missed a really important deadline?
Here you go.
Or a date. And I was sat there yesterday.
A date that matters in
the diary.
Putting
on my makeup, ready to go and meet loads of friends for a really fun night. And
she's
I suddenly thought, oh my God. I've forgotten one of my best mate's birthdays.
No!
Not by like a day.
No.
Like, as in by like a couple of weeks.
She's fully forgotten
and
the birthday.
Like,
the
feel
bitch.
So bad. And I knew.
I did not feel bad.
It's my friend Rob, okay?
Shout out to Rob.
I love Rob. Rob, I met.
He's one of our best mates. Well,
one
so
of
a
our
bad
best
one
mates. Rob, I met on my audition for Thomas Cook.
Oh, at the audition?
We was at the same audition.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And then obviously on the day, you don't know who got it or who didn't.
Yeah.
And then when we went to...
Did you know Rob was... Did you get to, like, spend time with Rob on that day?
Oh, only briefly. No, not, like, to know the genius legend
that, is Rob,
that he
okay.
is.
Fine.
But we was on the same audition. And then, like you say, that day I found out, yep, yeah, you've got it. You're going to Magaluf. And...
Did they tell you there and then in the room?
I got told there and then. Because in my team, someone had dropped out. And I was like the perfect fit for the team, as in costume size, like the lot, vocally.
Okay.
So it was like, this is where you're going. So I got told on the day.
So they'd, so costume and vocally, so they needed like a ropey singer, but a sexy one.
No, they needed a good singer. Anyway, 3 weeks later, that was it. We were going out. And I got to Luton Airport. My dad dropped me off and Robert Bushell was there.
Oh,
and it
really?
Was like, oh, yeah. And that's it. And then we went on a training course together.
Oh, wow.
And just became
oh, so your
great
whole
friends.
Like journey
yeah.
been together.
Became
wow,
really good friends.
Okay.
And then in my third season,
yeah.
we finally worked together. He was actually, weirdly, supposed to be on my on my team in my first year.
Oh, was he?
But at the last minute, they had someone pull out in Fortaventura and he got taken over there.
Right,
so it wasn't
okay.
until the third season. But we're just great mates. Like, we're those mates that we can reminisce about the old times, but it didn't just stop there. Like, it's
yeah.
him and his...
Because some
and
relationships
they,
did.
Like his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
We've just... Great friends. Anyway, so I missed his birthday, and I was like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. So I bought him a card that wasn't even happy birthday. It just said, thanks. Thanks for not disowning me. And he was absolutely fine about it, wasn't he? He was like, oh, don't worry. And I was like, I know you say don't worry, but there must have been a moment when you think, what a bit. So I am definitely a mug.
You're a mug. But also...
But at the same time, I go on to YouTube and I find this from Gadget Boy, 1980. And it says, so, you want me to troll you? Well, I think I'm a mug for listening to you. What a mug!
Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Oh, oh, oh. Robert's been a mug. Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Robert's been a mug. Robert's
so
been a mug.
That was Rob. So he's known as Gadget Boy. It's very funny if you go check him out on TikTok as well.
His TikTok brilliant. Is hilarious.
And I just thought that was brilliant because we said on our podcast, if you want a mug, go and troll us. And he did.
He listened. He's fully
so
trolled
Robert
us.
Bushell.
So officially, he's been the first ever recipient of a mug for his birthday. Mug.
Yeah, there you go. And for trolling.
For trolling. Thanks,
Rob. We're not promoting trolling, though, really.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it. It's bad for you. Anyway, so that was me, 20. And you, go for it. It's going to be a long podcast.
20, yeah, I can skip. Probably very similar, actually. Our lives have gone in very similar directions, haven't they?
You took the life of Thomas Cook to the light. You went more for the fun
extreme,
side, didn't you?
Yes.
Like the drinking.
Yeah, the drinking.
The partying.
The womanising. I just loved it.
The not listening.
Time of my life. I had five final written warnings in my first
Two
year.
Two very different stories.
According to the Saturday Telegraph, I was actually the world's worst rep. So there you go.
I love it.
I've actually never seen that clipping, but apparently I was classed as the world's worst rep and there's a picture of me on the front page of the Saturday Telegraph. Probably, you must be able to in this day and age, surely.
Let's find it.
My mate who I worked abroad with, she used to work at head office and she's like, they pulled me in for it. I was like, I've not even seen this evidence. She went, mate, I've seen the paper. Like, they've actually got a clipping of it. And I was like, oh that's
bad. You're
a
nightmare.
But I was from a little village.
Oh, God.
I've been just weeding all the farm track with my bare tiny hands for my life. But I was actually in a very similar sort of situation that it wasn't a path that I consciously was aware of. But actually, if I look back in that record of achievement, it says, what do you want to do? And it says either own a nightclub or a bar.
Love it. Would be
a fucking disaster for me. Would have been anyway back in the day. Or be a holiday rep. But I literally can't remember writing that down. I cannot
that
remember
so
that even
weird.
Ever being in my consciousness. So then I was working as a... I left school. So I left... I went to sixth form for like 2 weeks and then they're like, oh, you haven't done your homework, so you're in detention. I was like, you can't keep me in detention, I'm in sixth form, see you later. Grandiose sort of like walked out of the room, see ya, I'm not going back to this shit. Typical James fashion. And I left. So I went to work in a suit shop and I got bored of that and I ended up working on a building site. I remember coming home one day, I've been doing it for about 18 months, 2 years, something like that. And it was a really, like, it paid well.
Yeah.
You know, it was all relative, but it felt like it paid well. He lived at home, got like 70 quid a day or whatever. Like, didn't have any expenses. Worked with my best mate at the time. And like, I had a really just physical job outside, kept you fit and healthy. And just went out drinking every night. That's what I was really interested in doing. And then my dad came home one day and he said, he went, what are you doing with your life? Not in like a bad way. But he's like, what do you actually want to do? And I was like, I don't know. And it's weird because my dad had an accountancy firm and he did quite well for himself, to be fair. And again, when you look back as an adult, you're like, okay, like 25, 30 staff.
Actually, that's quite
You know, he had, you know, he did very well. We were never sort of wanted for anything sort of as kids and all that kind of stuff. But he was never fought. And his business partners, they had all of their kids were like fucking maths geniuses. Mm. They'd all gone off to university. And he was never like forceful with that. He's like, as long as you enjoy yourself, whatever you want to do, as long as you try your best to be I don't care. As long as you do your best and you're having fun. Life's too short. Just have fun. But equally, he wasn't just like just do whatever you want sort of thing. So he was like, he found the job on Thomas Cook.
Yeah.
And he had actually, because this is back in the day of internet where we didn't have it at home.
Yeah.
It was he only had it in his office for work. So I went into his office one day after work and actually did the application online. He downloaded it and printed it off. So I filled it in.
Amazing.
And then there was like an email address you had to send it to. So I went into his office after work one day to send this email.
Love that
was it. And then we sort of told the story of it before. And then I went to work abroad and the repping thing wasn't fully going to work out for me because I didn't like listening to rules. And I just saw the hotel entertainers who earned 50 quid a month more than everybody else. And I was like,
I don't know why that was.
Because you couldn't earn commission in theory because like reps had the opportunity to earn commission, even though I never saw any of that fucking money. I probably drunk it. But then that was what I wanted to do. So yeah, for 20, very similar. I remember having my 19th birthday in my first season abroad.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'm like, it felt like the other side of the world. Like I say, we're in Spain.
I had my 21st in Magaluf. I spent it in Car Wash Nightclub. It was amazing.
But
Drinking shots.
Oh, I had ouzo for the first time that night. That's where it all went downhill.
25.
Anyway, so let's go back in time a little bit further. Advice to myself. Exactly what you said, by the way. I would have taken it less seriously. Oh, my God, I took it. I used to get really annoyed if people turn up for work late. I worked with one girl. I'm not going to shout her out because I know we're still mates on social media. And she was like... She liked male company, so she'd always turn up late because she'd had a late night the night before. And I was like, just turn up on time. But actually, like, does it really matter?
Oh, were you that?
You play fucking water polo around the pool or table tennis.
I was a bit more like, just tell me about it. Yeah, then we'll have a laugh. Anyway.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Anyway.
25.
Let's go back in time. 25 is 15 years ago for us. Back in time. Right, 25, where were you? Where were you and who were you?
25 is actually a bit of a weird one because, and again, I did something similar to this the other day. So it's 25, we've come back from working abroad. So it's a massive change because I literally left that. We came back, your dad wasn't well.
Yeah.
And I remember for me, it was like an era of closing a book almost on a massive, exciting time of my life. And then going, almost like feeling like, right, I've done that now. That was fun. And it's like, okay, what am I actually going to do? And then I know that it's going to cross over, but you were like, you started singing, didn't you, around hotels? I know we've gone through this before. And I kind of wanted that, but didn't really have the, I don't know, I just didn't do it, did I? So I think I went to auditions, I tried to be in a girl band. That was like the era of trying to decide what I was going to do. Tried a few different girl bands.
Do you remember that Christmas tour I went on?
Yeah.
That was weird thinking about it.
But we were both doing that. So yeah. But you were actually like, whereas I went to auditions and never got them, you kind of got everything that you went for, didn't you?
Yeah, but not because I was like super talented. I think it's just like a lot of a competition pool with guys.
Do you remember I had Passion? It was a girl group.
Oh my God, we've got to.
Trying to be,
I'm going to find the tune. Yes.
Oh no, I've got a
video. I'm making you lot a promise.
I've got a video somewhere.
Have you?
It's embarrassing.
On social media, at Business Marriage Pod, we're gonna post the video. And if we can't find the video, we'll play the audio 1 week.
Oh no, that's embarrassing.
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, so that it was a time, yes. I would say 25 was a time of change.
Finding yourself.
A time of us becoming closer as well, I guess, because, you know, when you're abroad and you're working, then you come back. We moved into our first flat together.
Yeah.
Tragic with my cousin passing away, my cousin Danny. So that was like a real pivotal time.
Yeah, how old were we then? 20?
That would have been then.
Oh, would it?
It's like the year after we come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like someone that I just absolutely idolised.
Yeah.
And he sadly was in a, just one of those like freak accidents really, in Australia where he lives. So I think it was a transitional time of almost like
going. So you still don't know what you want, do you? Or
no,
you know the direction.
I don't think you do. I think you sort of think, right, I've had these amazing years, and then you're like, you know, you need to almost like start thinking a bit more about the future. So then you kind of like going
sort of
out
grow
there.
Up a little bit as well. And I think things like the Danny situation, obviously my dad died at 26.
Wow.
So that sort of like makes you grow up, doesn't it?
So it's like,
but it's weird, isn't it? That transition, because you try and, like I say, for like the singing and the dancing thing.
Yeah.
You knew you're not going to make it. And it's the same for me. Like I've done like the X Factor thing and done the Christmas tours.
Dropping that in there. Just got to boot camp, guys.
I don't know if you know, guys.
So I'll find some footage. I wish I could find that video as well.
I'll find some footage. Highlight of it was me.
Maybe we could do that. We could do an episode where we just play different audios of us singing and then they can just choose who's the best.
Yeah, that's good fun. I like it. But then you got to the point where I remember I had I was in a band called Boys Aloud. So we were like a boy band tribute show.
You were a boy band. And I used to choreograph your routines.
Yeah,
remember?
You did, yeah.
Could it be magic? Now, on your knee, on your knee. Switch knees. And then do a box step to the side. Oh my God, I loved it.
You can still remember
and
it.
And you're like, yeah,
puffer jackets, the puffer gilets.
Oh my God. And like your combats. Oh God, it's so annoying, right? I was trying to find the photo album that's got some pictures of you guys together doing your photo shoot, and I couldn't find it. We lost it, haven't
we? Burnt it.
We think we might have lost it in our old house. Very weird.
But you do, so you realise you're not going to make it. And I remember, like when we were doing the boy band thing, that we got the contract. I remember the second year of contract. The first year we sort of were just out there doing it. We did the work in men's clubs and we would like drive fucking all over the country at all times of day and night. And then we would get to the point where we were we'd done the big auditions. So there was like one, or there was one or two sets of like big auditions. Yep. And if you got onto them, you would get onto like the cruise ships and the holiday parks and all that stuff. Remember we went and did a hotel opening in Turkey and all this stuff. Anyway, we'd done the first year of like quite good. We'd do like Park Dean Resort. Yeah. So you go to like the, not Haven, not Butlins, but again, if you're like from outside the UK, it make no sense. They're like holiday parks basically. So we'd done all of those. And then the contracts came through for the second year. And it was 150 nights, I think it was. And it was the same places for the same
and
money.
You've met the love of your life.
I've met the love of my life. And unfortunately, she left me, so I was left with you.
Who is that?
She backed out and there we go. Really? You get weird about the weirdest stuff. If anyone mentions like pull down or pull out or pull around or whatever, back out,
back up. Is that?
Yeah, you're such a child. Anyway, so the contracts came through for the second year. I was like, this is the same money in the same to go to the same places to do the same stuff. And I remember we did, during the summer, I think it was like 18 nights on the bounce. So I hadn't seen you for the best part of like an entire month by the time.
Imagine now, you were like dreaming.
Oh, no, can you imagine? I wonder if I could get back in that boy band, middle-aged boy band.
I doubt it.
Man band we'd have to be now. But it's weird, isn't it? Because you sort of stay then. Like singing and dancing is not going to be the thing that you're going to do. Like you're never going to change the world with that. But then you try and still stay in that space.
Yeah, yeah. Because I went and then worked in, after working in a school with my mum, just serving up the...
Yeah, but you know what? That, I think, fair play. Because you just needed a job to make some money.
Food, because I didn't want to sign on. So I was like, I just need a job. She needed someone. I was like, I'll do that. It was great fun.
Yeah, but that's
a little meal at the end of it.
I think that's good though, because a lot of people will just go on the dole, or they will just sit on their ass. So they will that's be like, great. Oh, you know, I while I'm waiting for my dream, I'll just sit around and fucking wait
and
for it.
And then
that's
I was
not
still applying for jobs. Yeah. And then I got a job at a theatre promoter's, which is funny. So I was saying about this too. When I started working, it was a theatre agency. So they basically booked shows around the UK. And I remember being really happy because it was like, felt like, again, like you were saying, it felt like it was still in the entertainment industry. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I like this. And I went along and it was to be a PA to the director. And my goodness, when I look back at that interview, you came down the stairs. It was in Marylebone in this like lovely building. Came downstairs. And the boss was just like sat there. I think he had like a spaghetti bolognese all down his shirt, and you know, and just like, and like there was just like, I remember it was like HMRC like CDs just all over, like that they were using as coasters. Like if I look back now, I think I would have just ran a mile.
Yeah.
And then as I was leaving, he was like, you know, I've had affairs.
Oh,
I remember just thinking like,
twat.
What? Okay, yeah, anyway, see ya. And then they offered me the job and I said yes because it was like, I want to work in entertainment. And actually, it was fine because I can hold my own. So I did well there. But if I look back now, I've been like, yeah, I don't know. And it's just been like, you're just a bit sick.
Yeah, you're a bit creepy old man. Creepy. Proper old school entertainment person.
But 25, I think, to wrap that up, it's just like lots of change. Career finding changes. Trying to stay in an industry that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think that's also like a good advice. If there's like younger people listening to this, and they probably won't, frankly, but if you ever do, if you might have a dream and you might have a goal and you might have a massive aspiration, but if you can't get to that point right now, just choose the next step that gets you a little bit closer towards
that's
it.
That's good advice to our younger self.
Yeah.
It would be like, just keep taking those stepping stones.
Because I remember I wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And then I got a gig on the radio, and then I got sacked by the XL Radio 1 because he was like, "You're just shocking. I don't know why you've got a job here.
So good.
See you later." He was like, "Yeah, Trevor Dan, twat. I'm going to shout you. Yeah,
who are you?
Just because you ran Top of the Pops and Radio 1 for 15 years. What the fuck do you know, Trev?
You think you know talent?
Yeah, Trev. Whatevs. I think you do know some talent. To be fair,
whatevs. Remember that? Whatever.
Whatever. And that was good. I liked whatever.
Anyway.
But I've lost track of where I was going then. What's I talking about?
The night boy.
Oh, yeah, take the next step. But so then when I got sacked from that job, I was like, I want to be on the radio. I couldn't find a radio gig because, frankly, I didn't have enough experience.
Yeah.
But then a job with a radio promotion company and Johnny Gould, who's an absolute legend now. Yeah, I love the guy now. But at the time, we like proper butted heads, again, because I think I was young and naive, frankly. And I went and worked at this company, and we produced content for 160 radio stations. Amazing. So it just kept me in and around that area. So
it's like
again,
little stepping stones.
Yeah, just try and take a step towards the goal, even if it's not going to be the dream thing. Because I think a lot of people, to talk about a minute ago when I said fair play for you to go and work with your mum, you didn't want to go and work in a kitchen as a kitchen assistant, but it was going to give you, I think it was the same amount of money as signing on.
Yeah.
But you were like, but I don't want to sit around in my ass.
It was just more like, I just don't want to sign on. I loved it. It was great fun.
Yeah.
I think you can get an experience out of everything, even if it's a net, like it sounds weird, even if it's a negative experience, there's something to learn from it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that wasn't, I really enjoyed it. We had a good laugh.
I'll remind you of that the next time you don't want to make love.
Oh, God. Make me sick.
Everything's an experience you can learn from,
even
if it's negative.
Get off my hand
now. I like it.
Get off me, you seedy motherfucker.
Right, 30. Let's jump another 5 years in our chronological timeline.
30. So the actual year of turning 30 for me was like one of those most epic years of our life. Because we got married when I was 30, so you were 29.
I'm a toy boy.
And this year, it was 2012, so we got married, had my hen do.
Had the Olympics.
Bridal shower. We had the best New Year's party ever. So for me,
we had a joint stag and hen do, didn't we?
That year was just feeling like so full of amazing friendships and family, and just I think for me it was more like I was in like a steady career. I was working in like artist management at this point.
Of course you were.
And you were like working in. Who knows? One of your many 30 jobs within radio or plug-in bands, one of those.
I was in a music.
Yeah. But company. I remember just feeling very, like, secure. I felt like I was in a job that I was going to be forever.
Yeah.
My friends were amazing. My family were amazing. We just had so many great experiences.
We kind of had everything we needed at 30, didn't we? Because we had a little flat.
We'd bought we had a flat, hadn't we, that we were now living in. And it was just, I would say that era was just friendship. Do you remember our house? We'd always have loads of people over.
Yeah.
We just spent a lot of time with friends, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like fun parties.
Holiday. We had a swimming pool in our flat as well, didn't we? Yeah. A lot of people would come for like barbecues and the weather was nice.
I just think
balcony barbecue.
Era, yeah,
the era of the balcony barbecue.
Friendship. And I think as well, because we had children later, I think we just did so much with our friends. We just had so much fun. Do you know what I mean?
But I remember, again,
like the holidays, I think going to Australia with Chris and Sam when we were
When
we hired the catamarans and did the Whitsundays tour and things like those experiences that we were having, like the Mexico holidays. Like, it sounds not in a bad way, we've said this before, when you have kids your aspirations for travel slightly changes to whether there's a bloody splash pool, but back then we were having, think about the holidays we were taking and the I would say, like, grounded in your work, having experiences, friendships, you know what I mean, just like a really full time and also that I think still that feeling of, which looking back now, and that's probably what I'd tell myself back then, is like if I was on a beach now, if I could go back, I'd be like, just shut your eyes and just savor the sound of the waves, the sun on you, because as soon as you have kids, that shit is going.
Gone. It's left
but
you.
But no, in all the seriousness, just going, this is a time of your life where it's like, you're more secure. Do you know what I mean? You've got great, solid friendships. Do you know what I mean? Like just go back and be like, fuck, man, enjoy every bit.
I remember also being like busy all the time. So that was...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what the fuck did we do?
So what year was that? 2020? Yeah, so that was when we were like first getting to like buy-to-let property.
Yeah.
And I remember always just being like feeling busy all the time.
I think that's just you and I.
Yeah,
I've come to the realisation that's just us. But those years of the 30s, I think for both of us, was just fun, friendships, family, experiences. I think we can leave it there and move on.
I think so. Okay, fine. Let's jump on another 5 years. 35.
Okay. Oh, wow. Big change here. So we'd have had Louis.
Yes, we would have done.
So Louis would be one?
2017. Yeah. Yeah. No, he was born in 2017.
Right.
Yeah.
So that era is, like, again, a massive life shift. having our first child, and then over those years, you kind of like, it changes, doesn't it? Like, where is your friends, like your family? They still are, but then you've got your own family that you've now got to consider, and your priorities change. I think it's a change of, change of priorities.
Your life is not your own.
Your situation changes. You start, whereas before you just like, make your decisions, you're not really just thinking about each other. Now you've got to think about, you know, how it affects your children. Do you know what I mean? Like, even down to like moving house, for example, it's like a bigger consideration, isn't it? Or, you know, your decisions in business. I suppose as well, would that have been, no, wouldn't it have been when we set up our business? That would be the, oh no, it would be, wouldn't it? 35?
5 years ago.
So that's crazy, actually. You think from age 35 to where we are now, I'm 40, you're 39. No, hang on. So we maybe were getting this wrong. We must have already had Louis. Yeah, Louis would have been, 1 year old. I'm right. So we'd have had Louis because I was 34.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So those, I'm saying within those 5 years after Louis being one and we stopped the property company because we realised that it's not what we wanted to do, you think what has happened in those 5 years? We've now got two children.
Yeah.
We set up two businesses. Well, you've got, you know, your finger in all sorts of pies, but you know what I mean?
I'll
two
put my
main businesses.
In your pie.
What type of pie would you like? Cherry?
No, you're
apple.
You're much more of a steak pie.
Steak.
You're a meat pie.
Beef.
You're a meat pie.
Beef, am I?
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, with a bit of like kidney in it.
Fucking disgusting.
Actually, when you think of that, 5 years, God, how much
has
changed?
Happened in 5 years. Also, whilst having kids.
Yeah.
Because like I say, you make decisions based on the greater good, but you've still got to take those risks to start stuff.
And I think if I could go back, my advice would be most of the people around you, like your friendship groups, are going through the same transition.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about that things are changing, if that makes sense. Because as someone who's always been a worrier, I was always the person that would like organise the gatherings, organise the get-togethers, and then things change, don't they? Like our two of our best friends went and lived abroad. Do you remember?
Yeah,
they went and lived in America,
yeah.
And I remember that being like absolutely devastated. But then it's just all part of their journey and the transition. Then obviously when they come back, they've adopted three children, like things change. We don't see them as much as maybe we thought we would. Same with a lot of our friends, and I used to like stress about that, but over the last, I would say even year, I've come to realise that actually everyone's changed, everybody's changing, but everyone's transitioning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a time of change, but it doesn't mean we all care about each other less. It's just everyone realises they've got to think about their own little immediate family.
I guess the thing that's come up through all of this is that you just need to embrace the moment that you're in.
Yeah.
And just know that you're in it. Because when you look back at
than done,
yeah, 100%. Because you look back at it all retrospectively with like rose-tinted glasses, like, you know, oh, the year that we got married and stuff. But actually the transition points up until that point. Like, you were working in like a mega busy job. Then you went off to Australia for six weeks after that. You had then, you know, in those chunks of the 5 years, there's like massive career changes, massive life changes, massive family situation changes, all sorts of stuff in between. But when you look back, it's interesting how at 15, 20, 25, you sort of, the advice is don't take it too serious.
Just live in the
this
moment.
This too will pass.
Embrace it,
be present. But you don't though, do you?
No. Mad.
You don't.
And then here we are now.
We've made it.
Now we are 40. You're approaching 40. And that does something. Because people say about like the whole
life begins at 40.
Again, when I look back, I used to think 40 seemed like really
old,
I guess. I remember when I was little, my dad being 40 and thinking about what he earned as a living. And it was like, I thought, oh God, he's like mega rich, you know. But looking back, I mean, he probably earned a good wage.
I reckon Baz has got loads of cash stashed away.
But I'm just saying,
he's
now minted. You're 40, I think there is something that you said, not a panic, but there is that feeling of like, oh, am I where I thought I'd be?
Yeah.
So I think 40,
I guess it's like
a
halfway point,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, you do get a bit like, this is annoying me. I'm not where I wanted to be. I'm not in that dream house that I want to live at. I'm not, you know, making the money in my business that I want to. But then on the flip side, if you take that away and you actually look at, actually, I'm living in a house that I absolutely adore, in an area that I want to live in forever. I've got two amazing children.
It's coming,
I've
guys.
Got a great husband. Sorry, I nearly forgot that bit. Great husband.
Wow.
Who's so attentive.
Wow.
And I get to work on doing something that I love and that I feel is actually making a difference to people. That ain't that bad, is it?
No, it's not.
No, I'm not plugging my business. I wasn't going there. But I'm just saying, like, but I think 40 does something to you. Someone asked me, like, oh, you know, like, so people say life begins at 40. And I think, I just think that's bollocks. I think life's just life. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't begin.
Life is life.
But
la,
I think
la, la, la,
there is an element of 40. You go, do you know what? I'm just going to stop the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds awful. But you stop putting energy into things that don't serve you or that... Like we were talking about friendship groups, I think they do get a bit like smaller because you time is precious.
Yeah, you have less relationships, but you have deeper relationships.
Because time is precious. You don't say that time is precious. And it was my coach Lucy and Shakiri once said to me, and I
bloody
thought,
hell, another shout out.
But I thought this was amazing that time is relative. So, for example, a day to a 1 year old is like one. Over 365 of their life. So, do you know what I mean? But one day when we're 40, do you know what I mean? It's like, it just feels like it goes so fast because you've had more of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
I just thought that was really amazing. Really, really amazing. And that's why we all say, God, time just feels like it's going quicker and quicker because it kind of...
It's relative.
So I just don't think I don't think you waste as much time on things that don't serve you. I think you're a bit more like laser focused on like, okay, I'm 40 now.
Yeah.
I don't want this. I want to get there. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then obviously
you've almost got
kids.
You've got to be positively driven without being frustrated at where you're at.
Yeah.
And you can't like waste the time or, because when you look back and go, right, we were, okay, for you, like college and whatever, I went and did a couple of like careers that were never going to get me anywhere. But then we went and worked abroad.
Yeah.
And then we did like singing in bands and auditioning. And,
yeah.
You know, then I tried to be on the radio. And then we got Matty. Like, when you look back, we've had such a colourful.
Yeah.
I could have this. I feel like I'm dying. It's like my eulogy. We've had such a colourful past. It's been so good. But actually you do, you get to this point, you're like, and I'm definitely having it because like it's
you
4 months
like,
until I'm 40.
I'm 40 in 4 months. I'm going to do beast mode.
Yeah, I've fucking just got not. I'm like, not no, I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah.
But where I am, it's a difficult one, isn't it? It's a difficult line to walk because I'm not where I want to be, but I'm very content where I'm at.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does.
But it's almost like then you can use it as a driver because like I said, when I know you're sort of like taking the piss going, oh, beast mode, but I did. I was like, do you know what? I've got 4 months.
I'm not having it.
Let's see. If I could be in like amazing physical shape, mental shape, because I'm not the person that I want to be yet. And maybe if you're aspirational, you never become that person. That's maybe the thing. Maybe you just always chase it, but you've got to chase it with.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to love the chase, not be frustrated at not getting the end goal, if that makes sense. Because I think wherever, depends on your mindset, the goalpost will always move. It's like the end of a rainbow. You're never going to reach it because it's an illusion. But the goal is chasing the end of the rainbow. Yeah.
And also I think as well, if you've got kids, and you might have had them earlier, so it might be a different stage of your life. But for us, I was thinking, like, so the other day, I was sat on my phone, naughty, but I was doing, like, the scroll, and Louis came over to me and he went, so, Mummy, have you got, like, two businesses? You've got business marriage and then you've got Orange Lamb. I went, well, yeah, kind of, sort of. And he took my phone out of my hand and he went, right, Mummy, you work too much. You just need to chill. And he put my phone on the shelf and was like, you just need to chill. And then for the rest of the afternoon was like putting my feet up, bringing me cups of water. He's six. And I was like, how lovely. That's really sweet. But it was good because it made me go, oh, right, like phone. But he wasn't doing it in like, I need your attention. Mm. He was doing it in a way like, you need to relax. And then like we were joking, you might have seen on socials, we'd gone to the coast. We said about the Wim Hof breathing, that Lou was like, I'm doing my breathing. And like things they come up with and I'm like, how amazing that, you know, all these lessons that we're talking about now, in a way, that maybe we are more aware of it because we've come on this journey. Like in later on in our life, we've got into like personal development, mindset, all that kind of stuff, that we're like giving that to our kids. Like that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Louis said the other day, when you see it starting to be reflected back, you're like, oh, okay, we're doing good.
Yeah.
And I think, again, it's a really... I can't quite get my head around it at the moment. I'm in a real like struggle place with like being grateful and that whole like appreciation and gratitude, you get more of what you focus on. But I'm categorically, whilst I'm very grateful for what I have, I'm 1,000% not where I want to be.
I used to be negatively driven. It's weird because you're not negative, but you do sit in negativity to almost like fuel you.
Yeah.
That anger sometimes is the thing that goes, no, I'm not fucking having it.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if you switch that, if it would have an even bigger impact.
Yeah, maybe. Because I was with George the other day. So you were away on one of your spa breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Because if Hayley goes away for more, if she's more than...
On that note, we do need to do that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll come to it. But if Hayley goes, you might have heard us talk about this on the podcast before. If she goes more than 30 miles from home for an event, she needs to go one, maybe 2 days in advance to get herself
prepared. This was purposeful of having a night away with some
anyway,
people that are on.
Anyway, I'm finishing telling a story. So I had George for the day on Wednesday, and I've just been recruiting for a new role. One of my guys, who's already left now by the time we're recording, had left on the Friday. I had to have George on the Wednesday. I had a new starter coming in on Friday for his first day. So I had someone leaving and someone starting on the Friday. So there's a crossover
big,
day.
Big week.
And normally, honestly, I'd have been like, I haven't got fucking time. Like, I've got too much on. And I was do you know what? It's really important that you go away and you have this week away.
Thanks, babe. One night.
At the spa day.
One night.
Get yourself ready the day before.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I appreciate it, anyway.
No, what time did I go to the spa? I didn't ask you. Hurry up, it's
an anyway. Oh, sorry about that. But normally I'd be frustrated, whereas that day I said to the guys in the office, I said to Eddie, I said, look, I'm not going to be around. If you need me desperately, send me a WhatsApp, but I probably won't be looking at my computer till the evening time. And I did not. I just spent the day with George.
Amazing.
And we just hung out.
Yeah.
And we just literally, we went to soft play and he had a great time. I was like, Daddy, come and play. Because sometimes even in like soft plays or whatever, like send him off in there.
That's what I do.
Have a little scroll on your phone. But he was like, he loves me going and playing with him. So I'm like, okay, I'll come and play.
Yeah, you're fine. You go play.
And he's like, oh, can we go down the slides? And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And we had a little lunch together. Then we sat in the garden together. Yeah. And he was like, Daddy, come in the garden. I went, why? He said, because I'm playing. Aww. I said, why do I need to come out in the garden? And he said, I want you to watch. I just had to sit and watch you play. He was like, look at me, I'm on the trampoline. I was like, oh, yeah.
Look at me,
I'm in the house. I was like, fucking hell, you're as needy as your mother. but I just really enjoyed it. And again, like you say about the relativity of time, to me, it was a day on Wednesday where I can't go to work.
Yeah.
For him, it's the most important
day
because it's just Daddy and George day.
Yeah, I probably don't engage.
And he loved it. And they made like a pizza evening
I'm always like, when I've got the kids, like for those like moments, say like after school and things, I'm always like, feel like I'm making the dinner or doing this. Like,
yeah, but that's the reality.
I know,
isn't
but
it?
Someone's like, Louie, I'll be like, oh, should we play a ball game? And he'll like, love it. Yeah. Just having that interaction. Anyway, 40.
So the power of being
tell
present.
Ourselves now is just present and gratefulness.
Yeah. Present and be gratefulness. Positively chase your goals. Positively chase the chase.
I think we need to do our small business shout out.
Yeah, quickly we do. Because apparently you. So I see you're sitting there going,
what, I need
Small mother flipping business. Small business shout out time on the Business Merit podcast. Hold on, wait. Go for it.
I'll keep this brief, but basically, I did have a night away. And a spa at the Grove in Watford. Now, it's not a cheap hotel, but it is worth every single penny of that investment.
It's not a hotel, it's an experience.
It's an experience. Every single part of the hotel is breathtaking. From the glass sort of dining room as you walk in, the where you have your breakfast was just stunning.
Even
and
the driving
food,
across the golf course.
It's a golf course. Then they've got these lounges that are just decorated just stunningly. You've got different restaurants like the stables. You've got like a bar, sports bar. I think they've even got an outdoor beach.
Like are they?
And then they've got a spa a gym. And so a few of us that were on a training program together thought, let's treat ourselves. And sadly, it was only two of us that could make it in the end. But it was just so amazing to just switch off. And not only our room got upgraded and it was like stunning.
Like a baller suite, wasn't it?
To the point where you're almost a bit like, I'm not going to spend any time in this room. Like, I'm annoyed that I'm not spending time in this room. But, you know, like something can be beautiful. But I don't know, like the customer service might let you down. this hotel is like,
yeah, it's exceptional, a game changer, isn't it?
They're not only helpful, they're like friendly and engaging. Does that make sense? They're not just there doing a job. They are the job. They embrace it. It's like, yeah, like when they're serving you and asking you what you want, like there's just, I can't explain it. There's like a warmth. They're interested in you. They're talking. Do you know what I mean?
It's not, very high end. It's very luxury, but not, it's not pretentious. Yeah, it doesn't,
it's
feel
so
pretentious.
Fun and friendly.
Do you know who got married there?
Who?
David Beckham.
Did he?
David Beckham, yeah.
Did he actually? Yeah.
So someone else had the same wedding day as him, as, because he had to get married off season from, because it's in the midst of his football career. But a they have a lot of like big, obviously very like wealthy families get married there. So there's a family who had already booked it and he needed that date. And they said, I'm really sorry, Mr. Beckham, but that date's been taken. And he said, well, can I pay the person? And he said, well, we can ask the question. So he said, you know, if I gave you £10,000, can I take the date? And they're like, no, we're not interested. We want the date. If I give you £50,000, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he ended up giving them £250,000 for the date.
Oh, my goodness.
And in the end, to get the deal done, I believe, and this might be like an old wives' like a tale, but he actually got the, he said, can I just speak to the people? And he phoned up the guy and said, hi, it's David Beckham. I'm the person who's been trying to book the date.
Oh, and they didn't know it was
They
him.
Didn't know who it was. The reason I need to do it is because it's in between like the World Cup or whatever. I need that date. I understand you've already booked it. That's fine. But what could I do for you? No, he paid off their mortgage. That was it. He said, I'll pay off your mortgage.
God.
Pay off their mortgage to have the date. Yeah.
I'd be like, yep. Oh, I love it.
So David Beckham got married at the Grove.
That is a small
business chat. An amazing, amazing place. Go and check out. Just Google The Grove. If you are looking for an experience.
So amazing.
Even if you, and it's not cheap, right? But even if you are like,
well,
go there.
It's relative, isn't it?
It is relative. It is relative. But if you're just at the experience for dinner, the dinner's amazing.
So good.
Like an afternoon tea. Yeah. Just to go there to have a drink and walk around the grounds is incredible. So yeah, go check out The Grove in Watford. In fact, we should probably say The Grove in Hertfordshire. That sounds even posh, doesn't it? Watford don't sound that well posh, does it? Okay, it is
time.
We have been talking a long time. We've been reminising though.
Can
I can see,
long?
But I can't. If I do that, then I'm going to mess up the next bit. Right, it's time to. Looking
back. Oh no, we need Back to the Future.
Oh, sorry, what? Time for the final part of the show. We're going back in time.
I feel like we need the time machine music.
Okay. Time Machine Diaries.
So this is called, Time Machine Diaries, three life-changing edits
Great
for our younger
Scott
selves.
Marty.
What?
Great Scott Marty. Back to the Future.
Oh, right.
Great Scott Money. Have you ever watched it?
I have, but
I think we should make Louis watch it.
It's supposed to be amazing.
Yes, it is.
I tried to make Louis watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids the other day. It just didn't
translate.
Anyway, so we thought, just to summarise this podcast, and we've said about all the things that we tell ourselves, so let's just give ourselves three almost like life lessons that we can like take forward or, you know, and like for us, moving forward as well.
Okay.
So
go on. What
we've
have you
got three things. That music's too upbeat.
We
so
want to be sad.
Things. No, it's just more like reflecting.
Okay. I've got no reflective music, I'm afraid.
So
you could have this. That's too dramatic.
Yeah, that'd be right.
No, why it's terrible. How about this? Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it without the music.
Okay, so number one, I've put save your time with those that inspire you.
Oh, nice.
So, like, for me, when I was talking about my cousin Danny, he was just an inspiration to me.
Yeah.
And I think he moved to Australia, didn't he? And he was always like, come visit, come visit, come visit. And we never visited. And then after he passed, I was like, oh.
But we'd never had the money at the time,
I know,
time,
but you know,
we?
And you're like, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd spent more time with him. And the same with my, like, nan and grandma.
I only ever met him, like, three times.
Yeah, I know.
I only have had, like, one, like, big night out with him.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant.
Hilarious.
He ended up taking us to all these random places
of
like, we went to, remember he was like, oh, let's go to the boat bar.
Yeah.
Because he knew, because he'd worked in bar. He knew loads of people, didn't he? Oh, this place is amazing. Yeah, just such
amazing.
A good
dude. And like my nan and granddad's as well. Like both sets on both sides were just phenomenal people. Like their stories of like war and just the inspiration that they were. They moved with the times. They understood that the world was changing and they just had so much knowledge. And I just wish like now, like, you know, like my Grandad Massenham's laugh, you know what I mean? Just sitting and laughing with him. My Grandad Appleby's just knowledge about absolutely everything. Do you know what I mean? He was so,
so
bright.
Clever.
And like my nan, well, they're both called Vera actually. So my nan on my mum's side, who she passed when I was you know, much younger. But she was just like a force of nature. Do you know what I mean? Like she
was like a matriarch of the family. Do you know what I mean? She's like the boss of the family.
Amazing, strong woman. And then my nan, who sadly passed during COVID, just I had so many great years with her, and just her inspiration for life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She just always had like that energy about her, and the way she embraced like our children and her and Louis, and how much they loved each other. So yeah, that just savouring and spending more time with them, maybe asking more questions. The next one I've put: speak your opinion more, and not in a way to cause necessary. What am I trying to say? Like to. You know, like some people just opinionate for the sake of being opinionated. Does that make sense?
I know a few of them.
But like just speaking your opinion more. So like I was saying about like Thomas Cook, we could see that it was going downhill. Yet I never ever thought I'm actually going to voice this opinion.
Yeah.
Things that they could do that people are feeling. Do you know what I mean? Whereas now I think for an organisation to be successful, you want to hear feedback, right?
Yeah.
So more like speaking up your opinion more. You know, like when
I'm surprised that's one of yours.
Management. Yeah, because if I look back, I'd always have to take the lead from the person, and then I'll just make it work. Like I wouldn't be very good at going, actually, you're making you're not making the right decision.
Yeah,
I'd go with what they would say, and then just have to deal with the outcome. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think just speaking your opinion a bit more. I'm a bit too. Oh, I don't want to say that in
timid.
Case like, I offend someone. Or
go on. What's your third one?
I think the last one for me is. Creating opportunity. So like I was saying, like I feel like I'm someone who's always embraced opportunity when it has come to me. But over the last couple of years, like mindset wise I'm like probably the strongest I've ever been, that I can see that you can create your own opportunity by just having that belief in yourself, putting yourself out there. And also there's funny things, like when I look back at when I worked for Thomas Cook, I won a course to do a paddy, so like a deep dive in course. And I was just like, nah, I'll take a 50 quid voucher instead. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what an opportunity that would have been.
Yeah, you just don't see it necessarily at the time,
so
do you?
Yeah, that's mine. That's mine.
I like it. Okay, you've got some good ones there. Right, I'm going to go back in time, in the time machine diary, and I'm going to think about the three things I would change about how I would act, or the three lessons for myself. Number one, I think I would say, I still do this now, and it's something that I would like to work on. I just lose my temper too quick. And that has caused me, you know, like leaving sick form. I don't think like leaving sick form was a bad thing, by the way. But I walked out in a blaze of glory because I've got that. I don't know what it is.
I'm going down in a blaze of glory. Sorry.
I mean, it's a shame that the auditions are not now because you've still got it, haven't you, my friend? But I... I think that I...
Still a growth area for you.
Yeah. And sometimes I can probably cut off a situation too quick. Like the sick form thing. I was doing business studies. Would it have served me? Who knows? But I could have definitely...
Yeah.
I think I learned more life lessons by going out and getting a job and learning how to deal with people and sell to people and all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't go back and change it, but I think I could definitely take a moment to... Yeah, I'd get a little bit...
It's funny with you short-tempered. As well, because when you get angry, like you're a bit like, you know when a child has a tantrum?
Yeah.
And they say there's no point in trying to reason with that child. You're better off just letting them get through it. You're a little bit like that when you get angry.
Yeah.
There's almost like, because I'm so quick to jump in and
had it last
and,
night.
Like,
had it last night. We fully would have knocked somebody out.
I was like, I'm straight in there to try and like talk it through and calm the situation down. But actually, you just need to have
blow
a moment.
It off. Yeah, yeah.
And then when you reflect, you're a bit like, okay.
Yeah.
And also, I think as well, with anger, because we shouldn't try and change who we are. It's part of who you are. But the thing that I would say with anger that I've noticed with situations in our life is that if you're the person that loses it and gets angry, even if you're the person that actually is in the right, for example,
you look like you're in the wrong
situation.
Yeah.
I've always been a massive believer in articulating like almost anger in a really good way, that sounds really weird. Like in work situations where people I used to work would be like flying off the handle, get them on the phone, do this. I'd be like, it's fine. there's ways that you can get that message across, and it actually makes a harder impact if you do it in a way that's more calm and collected.
Yeah, because it actually doesn't serve you. I remember I had a car crash when I was a kid, and because I was young, I was paying a fortune for my car insurance, and because I was young, they wouldn't give me a courtesy car, but I needed one for work. I was selling double glazing at the time. I was like, am I going to go and fog my windows? Oh, and so I remember, and the crash wasn't my fault. Yeah. So I smashed up my car, which I loved. I was quite badly hurt. I had like whiplash. I was livid. So I got on the phone the next day to the insurance company. And I'm going,
I'm so angry.
But I was furious. And I was like, oh, I need a fucking car. Shouting down the phone to him. They ended up putting the phone down on me. Yeah. And my dad said to me, he went, how'd you get on with the courtesy car? I said, they won't fucking give me a courtesy car. And he went, calm down a second. Like, what's the situation? And I was like, they won't give me a car because I'm too young and because of apparently blah, 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 blah. He went, he said, give me the phone number. I said, you're not going to fucking get anywhere with it. And just give me, he said, just humour me. Give me the phone number. Okay, fine. Put the phone down. An hour later, he said, yeah, your car's sorted. You can go down to Wickham and pick it up. And you've got it for 2 weeks and there's no excess to pay. And the paperwork's already done.
Imagine if your dad was still around now.
I was like,
God, he'd give us some bitch lats, wouldn't
he? Yeah, he would. But in that moment, I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
But I just go. Can't. I just go. Anyway, so lose my temper less. I think that'd be number one. Number two, I think I'd probably be a little bit more patient. Sometimes if the situation isn't patience. Yeah. I've been getting right back into that recently.
Why are you sitting like that?
I don't know. Just like that.
Like you're a Muppet.
Yes, I think I can be a little bit impatient. And sometimes that will... I think sometimes impatience can be good because you're in a rush to get to where you're going. Yeah. But equally, I think you can maybe shut down situations again too quickly because of a lack of patience. Cool. Or that you won't see things through to their full fruition because of the patience.
I like the word fruition.
I like to think that bringing things through to fruition. So don't be an angry little troll. And if I'm going to be an angry little troll, just be a bit more patient about not being an angry little troll. So that would be my one and two. And number three, I think my advice would be, as different. Do you hear my start? I'm so hungry. Number three. Embrace the moment, which is so hard to do. But again, we'll look back at this in 5 years' time.
I know.
And we'll be like, oh, do you remember our 40s?
When
wasn't it amazing?
Famous.
But,
oh, no, you don't mean that.
You know, but you don't at the time, do you? Because you're on to the next thing and you're trying to achieve things. And you're trying to get to the next place.
So far ahead, you forget. I say that to you all the
time. But look back. 15, you're just like dicking about your mates, having a laugh. You've done whatever. 20, we were working abroad. 25, we were like finding our feet. We had...
First home,
all that kind of
love.
Stuff.
I
don't know what that is. That's really annoying. Then you get to go away. And 30, go away.
I wish I had not lived.
30, then you're getting married and all that stuff.
Just
so we'll look back in 5 years' time and we'll wish we were. Hold tight. We will wish we were, whatever. We'll look back at it and be like, I wish we could go back to our 40s.
Yeah. And remember, old guy in our retirement home.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't quite make the dream.
40's got me... In a
40
spin.
Got you in base mode.
I know, but it's not like like some people like buy the motorbike or whatever. I can't buy the motorbike. I'm fucked off about it. They have the affair. I can see why. Don't fucking tempt it, for God's sake. I'm around some sexy people at work.
Are you?
Yeah, Sam and all those guys.
Oh, lovely.
But I can see why it makes you, it does
something,
it twists your head a little bit.
Mm.
But anyway, so that'd be my advice to my young self. Embrace the moment. Don't be angry and have a little
patience. Oh, yeah. Again. Anyway.
You're very judgy, aren't you?
Very.
Very judgy. Anyway, that is advice to our younger selves. Hopefully you guys have had a moment and an opportunity to reflect back.
We have.
On your life. And maybe you've taken some lessons from today.
I really need a wee.
Okay, do you want to go?
It's not even funny. I can't leave.
I
can't leave a running show.
Can't leave a running show.
But I just... Wrap it up.
How can I wrap it up? It's 60 seconds long. So if you have enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please feel free to leave us a review on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher.
And if you've been a mug, make sure you email, send us a voice note, do whatever. Just get in touch.
Yeah, get in touch
via. Have you or someone you know been a right mug?
If you have, you could win yourself one of these beautiful mugs.
You know what?
You've got to go. See you later. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm just going to sit here. Why are you going to the toilet that's furthest away? She's bolting up the stairs. This is ridiculous. Cheers for listening in, guys. We'll see you next week on the Business Marriage Podcast. We love you. Goodbye. She couldn't wait 2 seconds to go for a pee.
This show is a Phonic Media production.